Blog Talk Radio.
Put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk with me through the city of Shire, where the fault should be. Have you heard that the city crime? Sociologists be telling me the city dies from all the murdering, gang banging, and drug dealing. Every 30 hours they find another body with some slugs in them, and ain't no blood in it. This the ill state, nigga, and ain't no love in it. Now we gon' start with the south side, where GDs and BDs and black stones don't coincide. So let me be your tour guide, so when you in a certain area, you will know what that hood ride. Now let's call
no, no,
the
no.
Boat show, where folks will throw up the four sides. The niggas, they know they close.
That
49th estate, so mingle, but just a few good
thoughts.
You got BDs on a free finger. We call at the low, but back on 53rd estate, the MCs be running the home. You got police stations up in the tailor, they there, but they can't save us. Walk with me, I'm just here to remind you that if you're plugging, you need to know exactly who to throw up your sign to. From that mere folly, you might have your family come and identify your body, so walk with me. Don't underestimate the south side.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else,
can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around, can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I do. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
You're the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it. She cool right now. Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? Yeah, thank y'all for joining me again on a Friday night. We're going to try to... Oh, Lord. I don't know what she hollering for. She running behind her mama, but we might hear some of that from time to time tonight, hopefully. My daughter come and control her little ass. But anyway, hey, like I say, I want to appreciate y'all for joining me again. We're going to try to make something happen. Hope some conversation can come up and we can get some interest stuff talked about. I really don't have nothing on the agenda, to talk about. And then when, you know, stuff kind of happen like that, you might have a little something on your mind that just blow your mind and you can't really remember what you wanted to talk about, you know. So I'm just going to keep it moving. We got enough people on the show. And, you know, I guess some of the morning guys is on the show, but we're going to depend on something to break out, hopefully. Yeah. You know, if it's a dead game at like a funeral, you know, we ain't gonna be on here too long. You know. But we gonna try to make it happen. Just to mention again that the Clock Rock crew heading down to Bodie's. I believe that's on the 17th. We're taking two fresh cars down there. Well, I'm not going to go myself. But we're going to have Mudbone 2.0 in the house. And I'm trying to remember what's the name of the Malibu. Now, it's called, I had to look it up. It's probably called Christine. Now, it's just been renamed. And it should be some fun. The car seemed to be in pretty good shape. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to shake them down before we make that trip, but that's a long trip. I think they said that's something like about 2,500 miles to old Cali, Sacramento. So we definitely want to wish my people luck and to go and come back safely. Hopefully everything come back in one piece. Then we'll see what we can do about up here on this side of town. We know they normally have a second event. I guess right around September, I get the date for sure. But hope everybody who can come down and people here support it. So we can have a lot of fun. The last event was pretty good. Track was in real good shape. Had a nice amount of races, more than normal. Had some good grudge races. And hopefully I'll be able to get in action by then, which I should be. I'll be out there tomorrow. I'm going to push myself out to the garage tomorrow and try to do what I can do so we can fire up for the first time this year. And we have them up on one, trying to get to the track to do a shakedown. All I need is a full blast, and I make sure the car doing what it's supposed to do and running all out through the quarter mile. And then we know we got it lit. We'll be looking for some action. I mean, we can only win or we can lose. Other than the little things that I just want to tighten up myself and get done, it ain't really much to do to the car. The car been straightened out at the end of the year last year. So we just never got a chance to make some glasses, a couple of glasses, to make sure everything working like it's supposed to. So I'm hoping I make this announcement and that'll be the end of it. Ain't nothing else to do but to do what we got to do. So whoever looking for me, they welcome to have me. She'll be very soon. Like that duck of mine. You know, he always quack, 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 quack. He ain't doing that. You know, a quack is like a dog's bark, but don't bite, you know. But I ain't going to say nothing else about him. because I don't need him coming on here jumping on me tonight. So what we talking about tonight, y'all? Where y'all at? Come on with it. Uh-oh. Sound like I got a text. Hey, man, it's just a joke, man. Just a joke. Don't bark at me. I mean, quack at me. We good. We good, man. Oh, shit, we got some hands up. Now, these good hands right here, these good hands. What up, kid? What? Big Mom.
What's going on? What's going on, Eddie?
Ain't nothing happening too much, man. Just chilling like the villain, man.
What?
Just
what
chilling
up,
like
kid?
The villain.
What up, Eddie? My
what's going on, Mom?
Brother.
Ain't nothing happening, man.
Everything good,
up,
kid. Everything is good.
I heard that. Yeah, I was listening to the Big Sham show last night, and Big Sham goddamn come out of a bag on them boys last night.
Yeah, he got kind of heated, man. I know a lot of times when somebody draw on Sham, he get like that, you know. But he be all right. Oh, I'm getting some background noise there. Yeah, man. Yeah, they was giving Sam a hard time last night, but he let him know what time it was. He broke off a little something on him.
Yeah, he did.
He went to cussing and shit. I'm like, ooh, that's Sam.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, damn, they must be push Big Sham to the limit.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I came right on me and Crooked Letter, but I guess whatever was said must have been said before the mic opened up, because he was cussing when I realized already. He was already cussing. And I heard Sam telling him, "Hey, man,
somebody had been calling Big Sham out, and I guess Big Sham wasn't ready, so he had to defend himself."
Oh man! Well, shit,
yeah.
If you ain't ready, just say, "I ain't ready." Ain't nothing else to
say.
Yeah. Then I heard Rob come on there and start saying something. Cuss Rob out.
Hey, well, you know Rob gonna get an instant response no matter who on the other side of the mic.
Yeah, from everybody. Yeah, from everybody. And I'm starting not to like Rob talking about my Bulls, man. I'm gonna join the other team.
Oh man.
Yeah. Talk about the Bulls wasted a draft, man. You give that young man a chance, man. There's a lot of people that look like superstars in college, and once they get into the pros, they don't look like shit. He won't be the first.
And won't be the last.
I mean,
I'm on mute, y'all. I gotta go, kid.
That sound just like your ship jumping ass, motherfucker.
Chuck, what up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck? Kid? Eddie ain't nothing but a Brad Sellers fan. That's all.
Oh, man.
And I don't even know who Brad Sellers is.
Brad Sellers been out of the league a long time, Chuck. God damn.
That's Eddie has. He's been out of commission a long time.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey, who drew on Sam, Eddie? Because I wasn't around. I missed the show. I ain't been on the show.
That's the part I missed, but I think it was the guy named Anthony, the one that got the card. I think it was the black blue and the purple Camaro.
Yeah.
I think he drew him with that black blue, but... and told him, say, hey, man, that wouldn't be a fair race. And scared out the skin explained it to him. He said, oh. He didn't know what Sham had.
Goddamn. Shit, I'll put some motherfucking drones on me. Y'all ready?
And then Chuck, he said, "Cal City, Cal posting these posts on Facebook. Cal ain't had five races in the last 5 years, something like that."
Yeah, it was going on, man.
I said, "No, there's mercy."
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That sounds like a call out. He probably won't put that purple car on Cal, huh?
Sound like
they hit the cell panic button last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this clear. Who said Cal ain't had a rank 5 years?
Big Sam.
Oh, God damn.
What?
Ooh.
He the one said that?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Oh, boy.
Damn. Cal didn't take that too cool.
What kind of post is Cal put up, man?
I don't know. I don't even know.
It's probably just some old videos he put up, but I don't know. I ain't checked none of that shit, okay?
Yeah.
Damn.
I seen him had a post up of his car pulling up to the burnout box. It pretty car sitting there. Boy, that sucker look good.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, September 3rd will be here shortly, so they can get ready for it since they don't want to race until no event.
What's September 3rd?
Vaughn going to have a race.
Yeah. But they got some shit,
Man, please.
All right, kid. Maybe I'm drinking the wrong kind of beer tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got me.
Yeah.
You
better put the Millers out and give you a slip.
I don't know, Chuck.
Yeah,
them boys been trying to get up to the Grove. They've been trying to get up to the Grove on a regular, man.
They've been trying to get up there?
Yeah.
You said they've been trying to get up there?
Yes, sir. They've been going up there. They done been up there twice already.
They were supposed to
been going up there Thursday, yesterday, but the Grove was closed. They was working on it.
Oh, they was working on it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, they was up there to race. That's how the boy ended up racing that Malibu because somebody
pushed
him in, and so he ended up. Yeah, so they racing.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't a whole lot of them at a time.
That was the first one within 3 weeks in about 3 week span. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That was the second one.
Oh, that was the second one?
No, you're missing what Key is saying. That's the first race in 3 weeks. That's what he's saying.
I thought somebody else raced the week before that up at the Grove. Maybe I got it mixed up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Yeah. The only one that did race when Anthony and Yak raced. That was it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
From what I'm saying.
Okay, my bad.
Maybe I'm wrong. You know. But damn, I want to come out and play.
You want to come out and play?
No.
Well, Anthony seemed to be hot. Somebody get Anthony on.
Hey, shit. When they ready, they call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm going to go up to the DMV at the end of the month in July or something. You know, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well go.
I seen on
a little 150
I seen on the West Side Racing page, goddammit, they made Raylo and them sell that old pretty Nova. Got it up for sale for
$90,000. Oh, no. They ain't making them sell it, is it?
Hey, man, it's on the page. On Facebook.
Yeah.
And you ain't heard nothing else from Raylo, man. Raylo ain't never been the type of guy that he lose and all of a sudden he in the bad spot. He usually lose and keep
they
on going.
They might have something else in the fire. I don't know. Then they just might get smart and say, well, let me go and spend this $1,000.
Hey, Chuck, I ain't heard him on none of the morning shows. I ain't heard him, man. And that ain't like Raylo, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my fuck is going up.
I heard people making jokes talk about something. He didn't retire from grudge racing, went back to class racing. He ain't never stopped class racing.
Oh, man.
He was always still class racing. Hey.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Just bit off a little more than he can chew. So, I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong. He racing. I don't think the motherfucker got a problem with it. He racing and everybody else sitting on the sideline.
Damn right. He was racing good when he was winning.
Sometimes you might grab a bad apple in a bushel.
You can't take shit from a man that's trying to race. You know?
Mm-mm.
That's right.
But the rest
that's
of
right.
them, you know. That's all I can say. I don't know. Yeah.
So the next biggest event is Young Money Race, and I don't know if too many people from Chicago going that way.
I don't know. They don't want to go.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, they scared of Detroit or something? They whooped their ass last year. Real stanky.
Scrap today brought up a valid point. And they asked him, was he coming down? And he asked him, who prepping the track? And somebody shouted out, nobody.
Yeah.
Well, shit. At the rate it's going now, you better bring your own glue.
Hey, that's what I heard.
I heard y'all talking
you
about
know,
that.
You know, that track got a good surface. So if you got some slicks on, you should be very good down there.
You better hold your shit.
You know, you should be real good down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gonna make it work.
I don't know about me. I can't go down there, man. They ain't got no bathroom.
No, well, I mean, you know, they got the little water problem, Eddie. But I mean, you know,
yeah, they're still working on that. It's a nice joint.
It's a nice joint. I heard it's a beautiful track with a whole lot of land, but. I gotta do like Scrap did. I gotta get what they push out all the time.
Well, you know, they had where the area it is fucked up, is it right in the middle of nowhere. But the fuck to rent you a mobile home and you can shit all you want by yourself.
Uh-huh. Now why would I do that for some motherfuckers that don't want to come down here where we got bathrooms? Why would I do all that just to make them popular? Fuck them.
Yeah. Okay, and ain't nothing wrong with 41 no more.
They know how to prep their track decent, real decent now. Everybody's getting down the track. So, you know, for them to still push that same shit from when the track was fucked up, even before the people that got it now had it, it don't make it's a bad narrative, man. So then you want everybody to run down to your shit.
But you know what, though, Eddie? Here's my thought on this.
I know what you're saying. Fuck it.
No, you don't know what I'm saying. Because I done been to some really fucked up tracks.
I've been to some really fucked up tracks.
But it don't really matter to me because I'm just going down there to race. So I know some tracks are better than others, and you would love to be at the premier tracks all the time, but that shit just don't happen for you. You know?
Right.
It don't happen. That's right. But they show up at 141 all the time.
Well, that's the thing, I don't give a fuck because they do a good job.
Well, you know what, though, Eddie,
you gotta
really think about this shit because everybody that got a car or a race car, they might not have a mind of their own. So they just follow the fucking crowd. See?
That's what I'm saying.
So if you got some shit, if you got $50,000, $60,000 worth of shit sitting in the garage, and you don't want to go nowhere and see it, or see something different, then that's on you. But,
hey, man,
you got to travel to have fun, man.
Man.
We got a lot of local racers won't go nothing but one or two tracks.
They hood rats. Them niggas are hood rats. You got to move around.
You know? I mean, you know, y'all was, everybody was presented with the offer of 10 years or better just to go to other tracks, see how they shit work. You know what I'm saying? And if you didn't like it, that's cool. But, you know.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with travel. We got to go fuck with just don't want to travel.
Hey, Eddie, I done been them fucking tracks. We have to bag up through the wall, roll through the dirt, then the return road, roll through the grass to your spot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my,
they still got my them question. Motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my question is,
I know it.
My question is, it done got to the point now where everywhere, goddamn it, you go, you're going to have to bring your own glue, so what the fuck is the difference?
Yeah.
I'm going to see what they're going to say now.
Have on slick. Hey, kid, just have on slicks. Have you a gallon of bleach, a couple of Pepsis or something like that, you'd be all
right.
Uh-huh.
Right now, maybe not now, but in a month or two till they get it straightened out, if they do get it straightened out, right now the slicks got all the advantage.
Yep.
Or it's going to turn to them. So, you know. But, you know, they got plenty of track, you know.
So, oh, yeah.
You know. You know,
some people just don't want to travel. You know, I watched Country try to race 8 days a week, and he didn't want to go no further. It's hard to get him to go to the Grove. I only seen Country go to the Grove, I think, twice in his lifetime.
But you can't talk about that because Country was a street racer all his life. He didn't know no better.
That's not what I'm saying is some people just don't want to travel. Some it's nice to travel and see other people racing and other tracks, but some people
see
just,
all the tracks.
See, that was one. See, that was a legend. But see, we're going to go nowhere. We didn't want to go nowhere.
Only track he would go to was U.S. 30.
U.S. 30. Yeah. And a world-renowned racer right here.
The problem is not traveling. It's just that you got to go where you can race at. It's going back to the same thing. A little more racing. See, the motherfucker ain't got to go nowhere.
Yeah.
Then you can be all the local hero you want.
What's low rider hit the street? They'll be racing in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
When Low Rider hits the street, JD would be the president.
Oh, man.
JD.
Yeah, I knew I was going to get him with that one. Yeah. I talked to him today, Chip. He almost done. Yeah, almost done, Chip.
Yeah.
I'm almost out of chance of prison, Chip. Almost out of prison.
Hey, man, I'm like everybody else. I want to see it out going down the track, too.
I'm almost ready to go to a new prison. I'm being transferred from one prison to another.
Oh, man.
Transferred from Kennedy. I go to jail.
Hey, D, I know one thing you won't do. You ain't putting no lockup in that bitch.
I guess it
won't be no Don Stanley either.
Yeah.
If Stanley was still here, he'd be a good man to go to, but I'm definitely going to try to lock up. I already got that and purchase that out. Now, if it work, it work. If it don't, you know, I take it out. But I got to try it.
Damn.
I got my link on standby. The link on standby in case it lock up, you know, don't do what it's going to do.
Man, these motherfuckers
out here losing their mind, man. This bitch throwing bottles in the
middle of the street. I almost hit my truck. Get out, beat your ass up. I don't give a fuck what you hear.
Get out the truck and chase
them
in. Impress me.
I just told her. And I went on mute just to tell the bitch. Well, I slammed her up in a different country. She talking about almost don't count. The bitch said, almost don't count. That was the bitch who told me. She said, almost don't count.
Oh,
said,
man.
Okay.
I almost hit my truck with that motherfucking ball you threw. She said, you almost watched it. It's dirty as fuck. Almost don't
damn.
Count.
Damn.
Like,
damn.
Ah, bitch, get your stuff out here,
you
man.
You motherfuckers out here crazy.
Man, bitch, you're
crazy, man.
Bitch, you're rushing up purse to pull out another bottle. All right, nigga, I'll
shoot
you. These motherfuckers in this world is crazy, bro.
Shit.
Yeah,
you
man.
You got like it overnight now.
Chuck, why you think the lockup won't work, though? I mean, I get it, but why you think it won't work? What would stop it from working? I wonder who would stop it for working.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Keith? I didn't want to know who would stop it. Why would it not work?
Yeah.
I believe it'll work. That's why I let that change in my room. I was supposed to question tell me what I know.
Yep.
Get up.
Chuck,
why you think the lockup won't work? Why would the lockup not work for me, Chuck? What was happening?
It's the same thing, D. Your motor don't spin fast enough.
Well, it don't.
Ooh-wee.
The 5500 real fast.
The 5500. If you put that motherfucker and you lock that bitch up at 5500, your motor be on the other side of your trunk.
Oh, man.
I got the trash.
I got a little more power than you, and it would tear my shit apart.
I'll let you know, because it's definitely going in there.
I put it like this. If you got 15-20,000 to spend on a fucking lockup, then your car should have been ready 20 years ago. Yeah.
Well, no, Chuck, here's the deal with that, Chuck. They spent the money on the lockup, but the money is not keeping my car. I wonder why people think the money keeps my car in the chassis grill.
I ain't saying you didn't have the money. I'm just saying. Even if you put it in, it ain't going to be no advantage to you.
I got a question for you, Scrap. Do you think money keeping me in chassis prison?
No. I don't think money is a problem. I don't think money is an issue.
Working on too many projects.
It's either one or two things. You got a slow ass chassis man, or you want your shit perfect.
Yes.
One or the other.
Everybody wants something perfect, but you know, that ain't gonna happen. So,
Brandy number one, Chuck. Huh? Slow ass chassis man. That motherfucker got 18 projects, and he only one man.
Yeah, man.
So I can promise you, man, that money is not the issue with the guy.
I never said money was an issue, but I know one thing. I ain't never gonna leave my shit sitting nowhere, and I'm paying you too. If I tear that bitch up next week, it's gonna be fixed in 3-4 weeks. I'm gonna take it to some motherfucker, man. I want my shit fixed right now.
Well, sometimes you make mistakes to learn, you know. Sometimes you learn on the second round, you don't learn the first round.
It costs too much to make mistakes. I mean, shit happens, but it costs too much to make mistakes.
I'm going to go post a car on the page right now. I'm tired of people
talking.
I'm going to post on the page and let them see what they really got coming. We just want to know
when is the real debut date of it, of Low Rider.
I'm gonna call Ken
a real date. Now we done had this conversation last year, and it done passed. So when is the real date?
You before that? We gonna call Ken.
Passed the 2-3 times.
Not Kenny Hogan.
We're going to see what he said tomorrow. We're going to get him on. He's going to give us a date on there. We're going to do a special show tomorrow.
It's going to be about 18 degrees. You're going to be riding back from Joliet with that bitch.
Good God almighty, Chuck. Not 18.
Yeah.
About 18. Man, I seen a crime, not a crime. Is it a crime, bitch? LTD. Well, I seen an LTD today. You talking about clean. Like a 75. That's a nasty one. So it's 18 degrees, and I'll be riding back from Johnny.
Lord, Lord.
That's
rough, man. Chuck said that lockup gonna be too much. I don't know how you think that lockup gonna be too much. I'm baffled how people think the lockup was too much. Lock that bad boy up at 5,800.
That motherfucker, you locked that bitch up at 5,800. It ain't going back to the chassis shop. That shit going to pool pick apart.
Oh, man. Not pick apart. Lord, that must.
You going to twist all that motherfucker up.
I'm going to see.
And your feet going to get burned up from the transmission fluid.
So wait a minute, Joe. You trying to tell me 5,800 is not high enough? I think that's plenty of
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. It is crazy.
Plenty of enough. Plenty of enough.
5,800. Yeah. Yeah, damn, going nowhere, D. You know that.
So stupid. So stupid.
So stupid.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
From what I heard about lockups, man, I don't even want no motherfucking lockup, boy. It's one mistake, man. Like you say, goddamn, they said that bitch is going to be in pieces.
Hey, that's why they only use them on them real fast cars, man. You can't put that shit on no slow shit. I can't even put it on
no thing.
Even though I wouldn't buy that bitch, but it's just too much.
I talked with my engine builder today, Chuck. He told me 5,800 would be fine. I told him I would lock it up at 5,800. That work right there. Lock it up at 5,800.
Oh, my God.
He told me that would be plenty.
Well, you know what, D? Hey.
I heard a lot of them boys that had lockups
like
for someone, man.
Hold on, D. This is what happened.
Hey,
you driving your damn truck, and you in 12th gear, and you try to throw that bitch in first gear running 55 miles an hour and see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, go. Boom.
That's just
what happened.
Boom.
My man told me 5,800 would be good. I just talked to him. We had a long conversation today about this engine. And he told me if I lock it up at 5,800 to 6,000, he said, you'd be good.
Hey, D, if you're going to give me $20,000 to make my left wheel turn faster than my right, then bring me that $20,000.
I don't understand how you think it's gonna break though. You got me baffled. My man told me today 5,800 to 6,000 would be good for it. We just had this conversation today. I just talked about an hour today about the lockup.
Well, I don't know who your man is. But I done talked to a few of them motherfuckers that make that shit. And I ain't even got enough power for it at all. I'm way off.
The Buick might have more power than you.
Hey.
I know how I feel. The Buick might have more power.
Hey,
it's Big Eddie fast.
Hell yeah, what the fuck you going to say? Hell no.
Hey man, I thought they stopped selling motherfucking Karachi. Shit, this thing like it's still out there.
It's still crazy.
If we know you 60, you'll have that bitch back out when you 80. If you lock that bitch up.
I don't understand why you think it's going to break it, though, Chuck. Going to lock it up at 58 to 6,000. I'm not understanding. But man said that's a good IPM. That's a good IPM locking up there. That's one of the problem. People take them too high.
You better talk to Willie Dog.
He ain't got it.
Dog never had no lockup, so. I'm talking with people that build them and then use them. My man said that's the problem with these lockers. People take them too high. They need to bump them down low like when these truck motors.
I tell you like this, dude.
Oh, my.
When you put that bitch in and go down the track, make sure I'm there, because I'm going to bet it's going to be about a 4-hour cleanup at any track.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna hit 41 first with it.
You can track it how you want.
I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna call the track like that Tuesday, Wednesday. So they can treat the track ahead of time.
You know what? The transmission is going to survive.
I'm going to debut at 41.
The transmission going to survive. The motor ain't.
I ain't worried about the motor. Why do you think the motor won't survive? If the trans survive, the motor got to. Why the engine won't survive?
It's going to dead stop the fucking motor.
How you think that, though, Chuck? I
want to
say how you think that.
You got me baffled with that one.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Chuck, you got me baffled with that one.
Hey, D, I ain't no expert. Yeah. But okay. I done talked to motherfuckers well before y'all even heard of lockup. Not all y'all.
Well, I've been knowing about lockup for a long time, Chuck.
Okay,
well, I'm just telling you. I've been talking for years.
So if motherfucker tell you 55 gonna make it or 5800, good luck.
Yeah, my man said that's one of the problems with lockups today. He said he picked them too high. He said bump it at 56, lock that joker right there and watch it ride for you. And that good to get on down the track pretty swift.
What gear you gonna lock it up in?
We're gonna check the dyno in 10 minutes.
You gonna check the dyno?
We gotta check the horsepower and dyno sheet and see where you know our best problem. Right now we most definitely looking to lock it around 5800 6,000. We're looking to hit that switch here. Big up and watch your go. My prediction, Chuck, is that if you anywhere close to me, I'm gonna drive around you when I lock it up.
Well,
one thing, if I know you got a lock up in the view, I ain't gonna be nowhere near you. I'm gonna hide on the other side of the motherfucking truck.
Now you said you got a lock up in a Buick. What the name Buick got to do with it, Chuck? It's just the engine.
That's what you got. Right?
Yes, they don't make nothing else for me. You know that, so come on now.
So I know that.
You know that. Anybody know me, know that's all they make
for me. So I'm saying, if you put a lock up in the Buick, I'll see your ass in 20 years.
I just can't understand why you say that.
Yeah.
I truly believe is that putting a lock up in the Buick, and it's going to make plenty of power. I'll be looking at guys like Lil Will. With them Hellcats, man.
I hear you. Good luck. Just make sure when you race, I'm on the other side of the lot. That bitch gonna blow straight up.
I'm gonna be like Chuck. She's coming around right now. Here she comes.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, dog. Yeah.
You don't think so, huh?
Hell no.
You know they say, I used to tell people, Chuck, you know how you tell people? I try to learn a new word, at least one new word every day. So, one of us going to learn something new. I think it'll work. My man think it'll work. You know, he built it. So. He's not worried about it staying together. He's at least worried about it staying together.
I'm
just saying what my man said. He said it's worth it staying together. He's not worried about that.
That's my music. I went in the garage to get a beer. Hold on.
After I lock this thing up and you see what it do. You gonna stop drinking beer and you see what that do, Chuck. You gonna be like me, you gonna stop drinking beer.
Hey, Dave. The day I stop drinking beer, y'all be at my motherfucking funeral. All right, my noise gone, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Hold on.
You
got,
what is that, Chuck?
Got,
Chuck, what,
right,
what,
yeah, yeah.
What were you saying now, Chuck? I heard you calling. What were you saying? I heard you calling. Man. What were you saying?
Say what now?
I heard you calling. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, I was just telling you I had a lot of noise because I went in the garage. But, hey, Eddie, I take
yes.
call out. All you got to get is a motherfucker on the phone and say they want to run.
Oh, man. Well, the only car I've seen that you might can run is that Anthony guy, man. All you got to do is get three lugs on here. He'll let you know if they want to do something. Somebody get three lugs on.
Yeah, you know.
It's the only one I see that Mike can give you a prompt.
Oh, it's a lot more of them. I don't know whether they want to run, but they
well,
look like
my luck
run
up
real
to?
Good.
Right, man. I ain't seen them out there. You know, I ain't seen nobody else out there trying to race. He seemed like he a little hollering.
Hey,
Chuck. Caller, man.
Yeah.
You want to buy the lock up, Chuck? I'll let you use it. You want to buy the lock up, Chuck? I'm ready.
No, they don't work in my car, D. I ain't got that kind of power.
You're taking it too high. Bring it on down. Well, I'm telling you, watch it work. Bring it down.
Man. Shit.
I get my man on the phone right now.
I ain't, taking shit down. I go faster. I ain't taking nothing down.
Taking it too high, Chuck. Bring that joke on back down to earth.
I'll take them motherfucking 40s out and put some 44s in there. I know how to make power without blowing shit up.
Yeah. You see Low Runner get out of that track with that lock, and you're going to be able to tell when she lock up. You're going to be like, he just locked it up. Ooh, I'm going to show you that ticket. You're going to be like, good God almighty.
This I think if you got to spend $20,000 to get maybe a tenth, and I can go over there and spend $44 and buy a whole set of jets and put it in, and I'm going to gain that tenth.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I'm going to gain it with the lockup and the jets. See, you gonna gain four games. I'm going both ways. I got to go both ways.
That extra $20,000 get me fucking around going to all these vacations and shit. No,
that's
sir.
True, man. That's true.
That ain't in my budget.
Yeah, I didn't purchase it. I don't have a choice. I just feel like I had to lock it up one time.
Yeah.
I see everybody else is using them. And when I started seeing people taking them out, my mindset was, there's nothing wrong with the transit converter. There's something wrong with what they're doing. So I just feel like once I figure out what they're doing, because, you know, I'm a tuner, once I figure out what they're doing, I figure I'll be good. I'm straight then. I can figure out what they're doing wrong. And I correct that. It's down here from that point on.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. I'll be there to watch.
Okay. Junior going to buy him a lockup when I turn this thing loose. Watch what I tell you. He's going to put one in the red nose.
Man. Shit. Lockups for them fast guys, dog. We ain't even that fast. We ain't nowhere near them.
I think that's one of the problems right there. Everybody think you got to be going exceptionally fast to use a lockup. According to my engine builder, you don't have to do that. That's a myth.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's one rule that I stick to. I ain't gonna never tell no man how to spend their own money. And I damn sure don't let nobody tell me how to spend my money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel that way, that's what you do. I'm good with it. I hope you get the results you desire. But in real talk, hell no, you ain't going to get them results.
Oh, you got a hand up. Big Mark, he fell off. Well,
I can't see no reason why not, Chuck.
6447, your mic is open. And Big Mark, your mic back open.
All right, thank you. Anybody getting fired tonight? What's up,
what? What's going down? It's Half City.
What's up, Chuck? Chuck.
What up? What up?
D, brother D.
What's up, my brother? What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Can you explain to me what happened last night? Because I was not on the show.
You know, I heard about it this morning, and I wasn't on the show. I didn't hear it myself.
Okay.
But I tagged a couple people in Anthony's post. You know, when he called out Big Sham, and he said something about Sham's show, and so I tagged a couple people in it, and from my understanding, he got upset over that. He also said I always got something to say, but I didn't do anything wrong. I just tagged a couple people in the post and put up a, I don't know what you call them things, emoji or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's all I did. But it goes a little deeper than that. But he said I only raced one time. But here's what I'm not a skin. Skin race a lot, right? I'm not a trigger man. He race a lot. I'm not trying to be either one of them. But that's my dad dog on the car.
Right.
That's the money I spent. If I want to get in the shootout, I get in the shootout. If I want to drive down south, put some radios on it, that's what I'm going to do. And if I get a grudge race every once in a while, that's what I'm going to do. I ain't trying to be like Mario, Trigger Man,
hey man,
nobody
else. What did the post say that you tagged people with?
I'm so trying to find it.
I think he took it down.
On his poster.
Anthony Castro called out Sham, said something about his show being a piece of, weak show. He said something about his show being a weak show, and then
He said a whack show.
Okay, he said it a whack show, and then he said he called himself a so-called grudge racer, but left his car on the trailer at his own show.
Oh shit!
And he also called him out as well. So, but that's and I just tagged a couple. I can tell you who I tagged. I tagged Bookie. I tagged Brother D. Double
hey,
D.
But
I
the
tagged,
shit started with me though, man. The shit started with me, man. The man tagged me first, and he turned around and tagged Sham.
No. I'm just saying who I tagged. And this ain't the first time me, Sham, and Sherman. You know, it's been times in the past that things been said and things been taken to heart. You know, and they got upset.
But you got to understand,
Cap.
Hey man, the man was looking up to you, and you was a disappointment to him when you went against the grain, man.
He wasn't looking up to me. That man wasn't looking up to me. That man ain't never looked up to me.
Man, that man don't even like me, and he took up to me then.
I'm just saying, the man.
I can't say he don't like me. I'm never gonna say he don't like me. He just don't deal with me like that. And he took up for me the other day
I was so happy, and I was like, yeah, you're right. Hey, but y'all know I don't duck no motherfucker. I race.
I didn't go against no grain.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
You can't go against the grain if y'all ain't playing in the same sandbox.
Well, that's what you got to understand. Sam don't play in no sandbox. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. He race when he want to race. He pick and choose who he race.
But, hey, preacher boy, if I went against the grain, tell me what I did wrong.
Well, listen, man, I don't know. I thought y'all had a friendly friend relationship. And you were talking about the man by whatever you said or did, and they hurt his feelings. That's the way I looked at it.
Yeah, what did I do wrong?
You really did. You just joined in the joke. That's all I saw. But, hey, for each his own. But he went in on your ass, though. I ain't going to sugarcoat it, Cal. He ain't lying on you either,
Cal.
When he told your ass you don't race that often.
Hey, Cal, I don't know what you did wrong, but don't do it again. Hold on. What did I just say? I said, if I want to get in a no-time shootout, I get a no-time shootout. If I want a grudge race, I'll grudge race. It's my money. It's my goddamn car.
It's your money and your car. You do what the fuck you want to. You're 100% right.
Okay, then. But tell me, what did I do wrong? I ain't did nothing wrong. I just tagged a couple people in the thing and put up a laughing emoji.
Only thing, like I said, he fired. You fired at him your way. He fired back his way at your ass. So, hey, the problem is everybody should mind their own business and worry about their own car.
Hold on, preacher boy. I didn't fire nobody. I just tagged a couple people in there and put up a laughing emoji. It wasn't
that
nothing against him.
That laughing emoji was. You were laughing at him.
I was laughing at Anthony.
I don't know what you did wrong, but don't do it again.
If he listens, Anthony is a no motherfucking body.
Man,
he's a
Anthony
Billy
a
goat.
Bad man.
Anthony, a bad man.
To give
you thought
somebody
the was a bad man.
Hey, you telling me this man gave everybody. Somebody everything in drag racing, he ain't no bad man.
Hell no, he ran a motor car, man. Fuck you talking about?
He
bought a motherfucking promo ride with nitrous and gave a motherfucker with no nitrous everything and talked that shit.
Well,
now he said he gonna give me everything. Hold on.
Obviously thought he
can
win.
Like him so much. You like him so much. He said he's going to give me everything with that purple car and watch what I do to his faggot ass. And he's going to run me head up with the black car. Bet with him. I'm going to show you.
Okay, I'll show a wheel.
Please bet. Bring me your bet. Don't put it in his pot. I'm going to show you what it means to me. Why you ain't bet with the principal, motherfucker? You work on the principal car. Why you ain't bet with his faggot ass?
What you want? You want? I'll give you everything in drag racing at 42.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to fuck with you. See, now I'll tell you what you're doing. Keep your mouth running. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
We ain't to the heat anyway. I'm going to show you ain't shit to me. See, you shit to them. I'm going to take a kind of break to the eight and everything with it. You got to clear me. I know what you're capable of running.
Oh,
I'm going to show you ain't shit to me. Chuck said I had three in the break today. I'm gonna take a car in the break and give me everything in drag racing. You got to clear me.
You get everything in drag racing at 42.
At 42 with a car and the break. And you got to clear me.
You get that if I lose. On the second race. If I win, you get that on the second race.
You out your motherfucking mind, nigga.
No, I'm not.
Time to break and the clear. I'm going to take a time to break from you in the clear at 42 since you so a gangster. I'm going to show you ain't no gangster. You ain't fit to me.
You get everything. You're going to get everything in drag racing at 42. And if I win... I'll give you what you're asking for right now.
I understand. Man, you're going to fuck yourself. Chuck told me I got three in the break.
I don't want that from Chuck. Since you know what my car running.
But you're so tough.
Since you think you got my car paid, you're going to get everything in drag racing.
See,
if I win,
that's what Sam was talking about. See, that's the shit Sam was talking about. You want to go to the kindergarten class and kick all the little school kids around, but motherfuckers in your class you won't talk to. I'm going to show you. Give me a kind of break. I'm going to piss down your tailpipe. I know you're going to catch me. I know you're going to catch me, but are you going to get around me?
Well, let's find out. I give you everything in drag racing, and if I win,
give me a kind of break in the clip.
You get that. You will get
that. And that's all you got to do.
You will get that.
Hey, man, you ain't here.
You will
get
that.
Shit I just said, man. I'm going to get that if we play. Other than that, we ain't got to talk about it. But I know you're trying to be a bully to school kids.
Ain't nobody
trying
to be no
bully to school kids. Man,
ain't nobody trying to be a bully.
You
want to
race
crazy?
You trying to race that with
your
car.
Take your
pro mod.
Beat you with it, motherfucker.
You got a pro mod, motherfucker. If I bring another pro mod, you won't talk to a motherfucker.
Who you want to bring?
I get to pick who I want to whoop you with. Hold on.
As long as it's a Chicago Grudge car, if it's a Chicago Grudge car, you get to pick.
It's got to be a Chicago Grudge car. You come to play. Hey,
like I said,
come to the Grudge,
it's got
to
be a Chicago Grudge
come
car.
To the, listen to me.
Pick.
You, everybody I fuck with don't grudge race. But if your ass come to the Grove next week, I'll make my man beat the fuck out you, bro. I'll
like I said, bring him
the
42. Bring him the 42. As long as it's a Chicago Grove car,
bro.
You got action.
Hey, bro. See, it's got to be a Chicago Grove. You pick and choose the shit you want to step in. Get the principal car back together. I'm going to beat y'all ass again. Over and over again. Y'all some dumbass motherfuckers.
You
a dumb. I'm going to fuck you up.
You got it at 42.
I'll take it at 42. A kind of breaking the clear. Get on.
Nah, I just told you. I just told you what
you
going to get.
You ain't telling me shit. Hey, man, you can't tell me shit. I own and operate this
well,
motherfucker.
Well, you can't tell me
that
nothing.
White motherfucker.
Then
I know your power, motherfucker. You got
all that
mouth. All that shit. No, don't change the subject, motherfucker. You want to be a bully? Push me down.
Hey, you'll fall down with that one leg.
How
long you been holding that in, man?
I wasn't even holding it in, bro, man. He tried to run your little car right now. He want to run, what's the name of your car? Toe tag. He want to run toe tag ahead up. That's some gay shit.
He ain't trying to run toe tag. I mean, hey.
I'm so late.
Them the type of people he's stuck with, man. That's some gay shit, but hold on. That's some gay shit he on, man.
What I'm on?
He got a
boy
car compared to my car. Listen, bro. You got a boy car compared to me.
Man.
I'm going to take the car and the brake in the clear. Hold on.
You're going to get everything in drag racing. That's what you're going to get. He said he got my car paid. He know where my car runs. Man, get the hell out of here.
Wow. I can't wait till the doctors release me, goddammit, so I can come back.
I'm the doctor.
I ain't been holding shit in. Listen, I ain't been holding shit in. I don't say nothing to nobody. Hold on. I don't say shit to nobody.
Somebody's trying to say something. Hey, somebody's
hey,
trying to say something about
saying nothing about
somebody.
Drag racing. I ain't talked to nobody about racing. Not one fucking word. But that old tough shit he's talking about, he better say that shit for somebody else. Fuck over him.
You
mean
think
you
were
that
weak,
the
that weak motherfucker you got?
Well, I'm not going to give you a condom breaking the clear. Take what's your tough ass?
I told you. I'll give you everything in
you
drag
don't
racing.
Me shit.
If I win, I'll give you what you're asking for right now.
Hey, bro.
On the second race.
The second race, it'll be like the Undertaker with us. I'm gonna, hey, when I beat your ass, I'm gonna pull a rod on your monkey ass. You're gonna wear that ass with me the rest of your life.
Like I said, I'll give you everything in drag racing. If I win, you'll
all
get
I said was add a tie with it. Add a tie with it, and you got me, baby, with your fresh ass. I know you're cute. I know you're smart. You got all of this electronic. Do what you do with them. I can't 50 foot with you. See, that's why you want to give me the break so you can 50 foot and grab me. And if I'm a kind head of you in that 50 foot, you want to grab me, but I'm going to shake your funk ass up somewhere down there. I don't think you can get around me.
Yeah, yeah.
This
song can say anything.
See, first of all, you know I ain't nothing. I'm a nothing. I'm a rooty poo, poor ass nigga. You got all that technology.
All right,
I know you can run them good numbers. Put your numbers in work. Put your calculator to work and call me. You got my number. Give me the time to bring the quit. Y'all
don't
psych them up.
Boy. Preacher boy, you
y'all
don't know
charge them up, y'all. Y'all ain't friends. Fuck you mean I don't know what you run. You ran game over. I'm going to end your career with that game over shit. Open it up. What the fuck ain't it worth?
You don't know what I ran.
You hit me. Hey, bro. I know
hey,
you got some fans. That's for your cool call. Until you got getting that kind of breaking the cliff. Let me know when they charge you up to give me that kind of breaking the cliff. It shouldn't be no problem for you. You a bad man. I'll be together by time 42 get there, and I'll be real warmed up. I'd have been in shit like this out a million times, so it'll be tired. It'll be tired.
Hey, you ain't the only one that'll be together.
But meanwhile, what you gonna do with the principal since you his co-chief? You his motherfucking mechanic. I'll beat that bitch ass again.
Sherman his mechanic. What are you talking about, dude?
What? That was his first problem there. That was like having the lungs off that bitch. If Sherman was his mechanic.
If you want to lock the principal in, you need to talk to him.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'll leave the principal alone. You just a chassis man. I'm going to go back to your ass. I'll take the kind of breaking the clear to the eight.
Preacher boy, I told you what
I'm going to act like Terry on that. I'm going to act like Terry on that. I'm going to bounce around on that one leg.
On the first race.
You don't tell me what you'll give me because I ain't going to accept that. I don't
you
want
don't
that.
Tell me what
you'll
give me.
65-16, your mic is on.
I'm going to give you your ass with it.
Oh, appreciate it.
I'm going to give you your ass with it.
You're going to try.
Hey, Chuck, I'll take that train to break from you and we're going to have fun. I'll run you
well,
for 500, Chuck.
Well,
I'll take the train to break.
Let me say something to you, preacher boy.
Yeah.
I ain't giving nobody shit ever again.
Okay.
If you didn't get it up when I said it, it's gone. It's over.
Okay.
I'm not
it's
even
Chuck,
trying.
We ain't got no
I,
it's over with.
I'm just telling you. I ain't giving nobody shit no more.
Chuck, I heard you because you don't never say nothing out the way. I heard you. That don't even exist no more. This conversation me and Chuck had, erase it from your motherfucking memory, y'all. But that cow said a cow. I'm going to take a kind of fruit and I'm going to shake his ass off like a something too funk.
Hey,
yeah. Hey,
preacher boy.
Yeah.
This the principal. You're going to be ready before 42? Because I'd like to whoop your ass locally if I could.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'll be together before 42. Can you find more than a G-ball, motherfucker?
What you want to race for? Don't worry about the money. That ain't gonna be the issue. I promise you that.
Thank you, baby. I'm gonna see what I want to buy with your money. And then I'll tell you the price tag.
First you take your money and get your car together, and then call me.
Bro, I don't need no money to get my motherfucking car ready, nigga. I need
the
people to send me my
What's the motherfucking hold up then?
Parts, motherfucker. They got me on layaway, bitch. They said it's going to take them time to send that shit.
Give me their number. I'm going to call them for you. I'm going to put some incentive on that shit for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how you get shit done. I'm tired of your motherfucking mouth.
I'm tired of your motherfucking mouth.
I'm out for the summer now, nigga. It's all about you.
Chuck say he ready for your ass. Get down.
Man, Chuck ain't ready to wipe his ass. Hey, you ain't ready to wipe with that. No words for me.
But
I'll beat the fuck out of
the
principal.
Hey,
your show is all about me tonight. I will beat the fuck out the
principal.
Can you hurry up
and get your parts and make this a reality?
Man, as soon as I'm going to have that motherfucker turn it over, put it in, and get out.
You the motherfucking
hoes.
Okay.
Hey, man. Hold on. Why are you trying to run me at, principal? Watch this, y'all.
41.
I'm going to show your hood
41 flip the
lane.
Either way you
want to
do it. Back door, front door, maybe no motherfucking difference.
Hold on, y'all. I'm going to tell you what type of good pussy he is to me. I don't give a fuck about what lane I get in. I'm going to go down all of them. Now.
Okay.
You want to see the tracks you want to go to? Now, give me the opportunity to say what track I want to go to. I don't even want to go to the road.
We going to 41. You won't get that time.
Hey, man, listen.
We going to 41, boss.
I already moved you at 41. Let's move down the street.
Okay.
I'll take you to 131.
Well, what would you again?
I just want you to get out your element. I ain't never coming out my element.
Yeah.
I know.
My truck don't
pull
that far.
I want you to tell the people on the phone. Listen, tell the people on the phone, say, I am a hood rat. Say it. I am a hood rat.
And then this is what I want you to tell the people.
We are one and one.
So you took your race and you campaigned that shit. You were so proud of it. I'm going to whoop your ass this time. I mean, really whoop your ass.
Man, you ain't
going to
do it. You're
going
to pay me again.
All right. Come on with
it. All you're
going to
do is pay me again.
I'm waiting for you, boss. I'll call the people first thing Monday morning and have me on the phone. Well, I'm going to tell you how to get your parts.
Hey, man, I don't need to
all this
shit, man.
He's going to help you with your ass.
Yeah.
Hey.
Need a couple dollars on it. If you need a couple dollars on it, I ain't got no problem with that.
Hey,
you know, charity starts at home. I'm going to whoop your ass at home. Charity starts at home.
I'm going to whoop your ass at home. I'm going to say this.
You ain't got nothing to say to me,
because
first of all, your car ain't ready, so shut the fuck up. When your shit get ready, come on with it. I'm waiting for you.
Hey, preacher boy.
I told you that.
Preacher boy.
I'm waiting for you.
Hold on. Listen, y'all. Hold on. Listen what I'm going to tell you. We coming straight off the trailer whenever we ready.
I don't give a fuck what you think you're going to do. You ain't going to tell me how to do
mine. What you mean? What I'm going to do?
But guess what? That
you
ain't going to be no problem.
Hey,
I don't even want no lane choice. Preacher boy, get your car ready first, man. Get your car ready.
All you got to do is make me believe
you're
coming straight off the trailer.
Neither one of them can do a shakedown.
Hold on. Neither one of them can do a shakedown.
You act like that's going to be a problem or something. You act like that's going to be a problem or something.
There's always a problem with you, man.
Don't worry, boss.
Hey, y'all. He's going to tell y'all that, but he told y'all he had run that. Tell him there's no shakedown. We racing, no shakedown. Say it, girl. Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake. I'm going to beat your ass,
like
boy.
You sound like you scared.
Fuck, I'm scared. Why would I be scared? I'm beating your ass.
Call them people on Monday, man, and see when they can get your shit here, man. There's so many junkyards in Chicago. I don't know how it's so hard for you to get the fucking parts you need. Let's go.
Let me explain something to you. I ain't even know what.
That's Facebook Marketplace shit.
Listen,
all you got to do is...
Oh,
how much?
I left the world like my
ass.
I left the world like Michael Jordan on top. Well, I'm going to beat you. You are 6 feet
Hey, you,
I think you forgot about me. I ain't forgot about you, though.
You're
I understand. Your mouth saying a whole bunch of bullshit, but get them parts ready so I can beat your ass.
Man, listen, I'm praying they hurry up and get it.
Nah, you up here begging like a motherfucker. You ain't got no business talking to Cal City Cal. I mean, how much real estate
like
you want. Race a motherfucker in your class. Let's get your ass down.
You ain't even in my class, but you my bitch. See, the
right,
difference is,
but I'm gonna make
you ain't in my
class. I'm in your
class.
I'm gonna make you think I'm
you
in your
class. You my bottom hoe.
Right?
You my
you
bottom
right?
hoe. So
but
I,
your bottom
I
hole
need
ready
my
to go
money,
and you ain't. So how you gonna pimp me and you can't even get out the garage? Your bottom hole
no,
will call people to help you get your motherfucking car.
I already got my, hey, listen, I already got my foot on your neck, bitch. You playing by my
man.
Music. I'm gonna be like,
okay.
Bitch, now. Bitch, you playing by my
the
music.
The longer you wait, the worse it's gonna be. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
Man, listen, that's what your mouth says. The longer I wait, the better
the
paycheck is.
The longer you wait, the worse it's going to be. Now, I'm off work now. I got to go back work in August now, so hurry up now.
Hey, man,
oh,
didn't
man.
We say I'm going to whip your ass 442?
I ain't
told
got
you
no nuts. I'm polishing lug nuts. I'm boy waiting on you. Come on now.
Man, you need to do more than polish them lug nuts. You need to polish these
tell me
nuts
what to
here.
Do. You need to get on that phone. You get on that phone and talk to that junkyard and tell you need
man.
Your shit. That's what you need to do.
My,
oh,
my, my, my.
You can get that shit off the shelf. I got custom-made shit. When they finish...
Man, they custom stroking your ass. That's going to be the same shit off the shelf. They just fucking with you.
Mm. Hey, man. It's not with custom.
Only thing you got custom is that motherfucking leg. That's the only thing you got custom.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Fuck
damn.
Out of here.
It was yours, too. It was good. Hey, listen. I swear,
the motherfucking
I
wheels on that golf
that
cart probably stole
hey,
it, too. Them motherfuckers look bitch, man.
Lord
hey, when I whooped your ass, I'm going to pull my leg off in front of everybody.
If I. Yeah, I got you. I'm waiting on you, boy. Hurry the fuck up. That's all.
I don't know if with you. If it was the fifth, we'd all be drunk. You ain't nothing but good pussy, boy. You ain't nothing but a good head job.
Show me. Don't talk
you
to me.
You already didn't taste it, nut. Hey,
don't talk
you
to me,
already
I done stopped you from begging. Now you done got
like
your motherfucking courage back up. Come on with it.
Fuck you mean my courage up, bitch? It never went down.
You won that one race, and you've been screaming that shit all over the world. Put that on your resume and shit.
Man,
but don't you forget what
shit.
I did to your ass
that
the first time. And if I don't do it this time, whatever.
When I beat your ass, Cal City
hey,
Cal rub you on the back.
The clock is right
it'll be
once
right,
in a while.
Hey, Cal City Cal rub you on the back and say, it'll be all right, baby. You'll get them next time. Mm-hmm. I said, man, what you holding my bitch? Don't hold that whole hostage. Hey, Cal City Cal.
You gonna be
I beat the principal ass. Everybody else wanted to beat his ass. It was a whole line of motherfuckers saying, "I'm not."
You
I'm
gonna
not.
Be ready for sure for driveway 42?
Yes. Yes. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen to me. I want y'all to do this
hey,
for
Kyle,
me.
Hey, Kyle, don't even worry about that. He's going to change his tune for 42.
He's
going to change that motherfucker, I guarantee it.
He's
going to get a fuck.
Me. Hey, principal, when I tell you I'm ready, tell me we can go away. I'm going to be ready before 42. As soon as I get on the line, tell me if I call the principal, tell him I'm ready, I want to race the next motherfucking day.
You might race that day.
Who?
That means you got to get on the morning show, bitch. You can't get
on
the morning show.
I got other shit
to
do. I got other shit to do, man.
See, they don't lock pussy on the morning
I'll let
show.
I let you sit on there and pick. Talk like bras all day. I got work to do. Don't worry
so
about
that's
that.
That's why I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, let me
call,
tell you something.
That means
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Hey, don't nothing go on and don't get out. So just because you up early in the morning talking about it, that don't mean shit to me. Get your motherfucking
well,
car
I don't
ready.
About shit. Hey,
get your car ready.
I don't say shit on the morning show. I ain't had a boy.
You just bought it up.
I'm just letting you know. I said when I
I'm
tell you I'm ready,
race, I want you to get your motherfucking car together so I can peel your neck back. That's what I want you to do.
Damn. I'm going to beat your
That's
ass
all
I'm
I need for you
man.
To do, man. We ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Hey, man, I'm buying two things after for our race.
I'm buying you some flowers for the funeral and a for sale sign for that shit. I want you to get that bitch away for $3.
The only thing going to be for sale is your ass, because you're going to have to sell it after I get done with you. That's it.
Hey, boy. You said that good? Get me a G, you
feel,
got me then.
I feel great,
me,
motherfucker.
Tell
I feel
you
great.
Really got me for a G. Tell me you'll get me for another G.
We can lock up some money tonight. It don't make me no difference. What you want to run for? Yeah. I asked you that once.
I just asked you. I did not ask him what he wanted to run for.
Hey,
I said, I'm not running you for
let me tell you
no
something.
More.
Let me tell you something right
put
now.
Put a limo on
you. You're not going to buy your way out of this ass whooping. Okay.
Man, put a number in front of these people.
Now, I want you to understand something. When we raced for that grand, I went right in my pocket and peeled it off.
You a motherfucking dick-sucking liar.
No problem.
Bitch, it took
you bought the grand up,
pay
not me. Now,
you
wish
you
stopped.
You
didn't
give me the money.
I
who gave me the money, you lying-ass dick? You a lying bitch. Who
gave you the money? Who gave you the money?
Who paid me, bitch? You didn't
ask
who
where you got the money from. Ask Hootie where you got the money from. Hey, I'll tell you what
you
do. I'll tell you what you do. Why you telling me what I got in my pocket? Bet a $1,000 that I gave Hootie
the money. You didn't have that money, man. Stop lying to these people.
Bet.
Hey, man. I had to get paid by Hootie, everybody.
I've been selling cans and collecting coupons. I got it now. So what the fuck you going to do?
I'm going to have your
and I'm willing
oodles
to give you,
oodles.
I'm willing to give you about 100.5 on the parts that you need to get so that I can beat your ass.
I don't need a dime from them motherfucking nigga, motherfucker. Do you know how much money, bitch, I make a day?
No.
I buy your pussy. I don't say nothing to these
I
niggas
because
I don't need
I
these niggas,
that.
Motherfucker.
Hey, can we just keep it racist? And not compare portfolios because you don't want that.
Doing?
Leave that alone, man. Leave that alone. Let's just stick to racing. Leave that alone, man. You're in your feelings right now. You're in your feelings. I need you to get in your motherfucking car. That's what I need you to do. Get out your feelings and get in your car. Okay.
I'm a vampire. I come out at night. And I'm going to wait. I'm outside right now. I'm going to go pee out.
I don't give a fuck if you a zombie.
See,
get
you
your ass
in the
car. Night is ugly,
you suck the white man dick. You suck the white man dick all day, bitch.
Nigga,
understand
I'm a home
that.
Twice. Twice.
I'm
understand
a
that.
Not a
and let me tell you something, boss.
You a hoe.
I don't know
I'm
who put
pimp.
On your pension. Well, talk to me when you get 65 and tell me how much a boss you is.
Ask the government. Look at your taxes, bitch.
Yeah.
You
now,
can't make
that
alive.
Understand that, nigga. You're going to be
when
working because you have to.
When I get 65, they're going to give me a raise. When I get 65,
hey,
I'm going to give
that.
Me a raise.
Okay.
Who talking to preacher boy like that?
Shut the fuck up, Primo. You already got a big woman.
This
nigga, I'm gonna have changing your oil in that make believe cotton you got. Kimo, he gonna change your oil in that motherfucking make believe cotton you got.
Make believe.
That sounds like a job.
That's right. You used to working for motherfuckers, bitch.
I've been working all my life, boss. Don't you worry about that. That ain't got nothing to do with you getting in your motherfucking car. Get on your job. Call them motherfucking people Monday and get them parts here. Get on your job. That's what you do. Hurry the fuck up.
I've been on my job.
Do some
overtime. You can't tell I ain't been on my job.
I can't tell.
All
you've been doing is running your mouth. That's all you've been doing is running your mouth.
I ain't said a word.
Talk real
night.
Loud
y'all
like that's gonna make somebody nervous.
Tonight.
Get your ass on your trans break and break the fuck up out of there and see what happens. That's what you do.
Hey man, listen. When I let that break, you cut that thing off.
Let me tell you something. I really want you to tell you something. You can't tell me nothing. Stop talking.
Tell me what you want to tell me. I'm gonna listen. Come on, tell me something.
Stop talking so much and get your car together. That's what I'm telling you. Get your
good,
ass
good
to the line.
Get
your funky ass to the line.
Good pussy. Hey, well, that dick-sucking mother hollering, goddamn, tell him I just beat your ass. Tell him I fucked you up with my car. Tell him, say, preacher boy beat my ass. You a good bitch. Repeat your word. Say, I'm a
hey,
loser.
Preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. Have I ever whooped you?
No, you
hey, preacher boy,
me.
Have I ever whooped you?
Hey, listen.
You robbed me.
Did I give you two
you
in the break and catch your motherfucking ass?
$5 and beat my ass. Hey, y'all, listen to me. I'm going to tell y'all. He took a fiberglass car with a big block and beat the shit out of me. I'm back for revenge. I kicked his ass head up with that 706 that he got in his car. I'm going to show him.
Oh, I got a 706
got the
now. Oh, wow.
You got a 706,
but you
really got
a
076.
You
got a 076,
bitch. Mm-hmm.
You ain't got shit,
man.
Hey, man, I know where you got it from, bitch.
Well, apparently you don't,
because
you don't know what the fuck I got now.
I ain't whooped his ass, man. He ain't
got nothing. How long
have
I been gone? Okay.
Hey, man.
Well, it's your job. Get on your job. And show me I ain't got nothing. Get on your job. Because already right now I got more than you got because you ain't got parts for your car, right? My shit together. So get like me.
Hey, man. You got a big like
you're doing all this dancing and wiggling. You're doing all this dancing and wiggling. Next you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me I'm Baptist or Catholic or whatever. You're going to be worried about what church I go to. And what's my old lady name? Nigga, get your ass in the car.
I hope you go to church because you're going to need
don't
a lot of
prayer. Don't worry about all that. Don't you worry about all that.
I wasn't worried about it. You brung it up.
I pray for you. I pray for all my enemies. Get your ass up.
You're supposed to pray for everybody.
Now you want to tell me who to pray for.
I ain't telling you who to pray for. I said you should.
What you should do is get your car together and let your car talk.
Everybody, you stupid motherfucker.
I'm so stupid.
Timo, I got this car over here for you. Stick it in his ass and suck it out, bitch. You stupid motherfucker. Timo, kiss his ass on Timo.
Hey, my man,
Timo is an ass kisser. He going to send you to the killing ground, bitch, and run. He going to start the shit and run.
Hey,
just like his buddy.
Was you on the show when he told Phil Shula he's something like a tuna like himself? Was you on the show when he said that, my man?
He don't even know
yep.
who's... Hey,
yep.
he,
I sure
he,
was.
He don't even know who's...
I heard
hey,
that
he don't even know who's talking
that.
About.
I remember Timo, that shit. That was a couple
know
months
he's
ago.
Talking about.
All
right. Hey, Timo, he don't even know who you're talking about. He got, hey,
no,
you know who's doing this?
I don't know about the shadow.
Sammy
I don't know about the shadow.
Hey, Sammy Toon is top. What you call the driver? Sam Driver Toon is top.
Who's tuning yours? Who's tuning yours?
I tune my own top. Hey, I tuned it. That's why I beat your ass.
Please tune it.
I tuned it. That's why I beat
your
ass.
Please tune it. That you erase me. Please. Please do that.
I'm the only one
going to
tune it.
Please tune it.
Hey, man, that mother let Eric Salmon. Hey,
send me a video.
Hey,
send me a motherfucking video. You
Eric Salmon
tuned
this
up. I'm gonna ask the motherfucking money.
Tell him, man. Hey, he was fucking your dick a few minutes ago. He found that camera was pointing your car. He's like, oh, goddamn.
You don't know what's going on with my program. You don't know. You just talking.
You
don't
have
fuck
a
with
program.
You. I don't fuck with
you.
You
don't even have a
you don't
piece
know
of paper.
About what's going on over here. All
hey,
you even know is
you
get your shit ready, and I'm on your ass. That's all it is, man. This ain't nothing.
Hey, man. I hear you talking, baby
stuff,
boy.
Man, all that other stuff, man, is all one board under the bridge. Ain't none of that shit going to stop me from getting on your ass.
Hey, man. Hey, check this part out, dude.
I'm not even
going to
touch my motherfucking car.
I'm not going to run you less than $3,500 and up. Because I know I don't want to make you goddamn sell nobody or have to suck dick for the rest of the year. It's going to damn it cost you $5 bucks when
hey,
I see
preacher
you
boy. Hey, preacher boy. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. If I thought it was
good,
your $3,500 by yourself, I might do that. But I know you're going to go suck all kind of dick and lick all kind of ass and get all kind of people in your pocket to get that up there. So
damn.
I want to get your motherfucking pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you're not going to buy your way out of this shit, boss. So I'm trying to figure out.
Hey,
I know inflation is real. Listen, nigga, listen. I know inflation is up there, but how the fuck you gonna jump from $1,000 to $3,500?
Bitch, look up all you had. You all ass, nigga.
But you
want to
fuck me up,
though,
right?
And you don't
want to
play that.
You want,
you're a man,
I want to fuck you up all summer. I hate to bring this out here. I want to keep fucking you up. I want to fuck you up with just enough that you keep coming back.
I'm in my feelings,
motherfucker.
You poor ass bitch. It took Larry now to come up with a beat. Bitch, I bet all my own money on my car, you stupid motherfucker.
So I tell you what, since we do it like
my
that,
own
okay,
you stupid bitch.
This is how we can, this how we can solve this,
help.
Stupid bitch. This how we can do this, stupid
you
bitch. Find you
I
a DP man and like lock the whole pot up and let that motherfucker sit till you get your car together. Gross motherfucker. Now how about that one?
And I go
damn,
and
how about
bitch.
That? How about that? Lock the whole pot up tonight. Let somebody hold that shit till you get your shit ready, motherfucker.
Who you want to get to, man? Who
do
you want to get the money to?
You tell me. I'm jail ready right now, nigga.
Oh, man, that ain't what I asked for, was it, y'all? What did I just ask that bitch? Who you want to give it to?
Hey, I can get that shit in the morning. Cause I can't move right now. But I can get that shit in the morning. Ain't no problem. Cause your ass ain't going nowhere. Your ass ain't going nowhere. You tell
no,
me,
you,
man, you pick the motherfucking DP, man.
Who do you want to
give
it to? I'm moving around, bitch. I can send my money. I can send my money to the moon, bitch. Hey, man, shut the fuck up, Chemo. You stay sucking dick. Man, he's a bitch.
Call it for
I'm talking to another
boy.
Home
that
night. You
call
bring it up,
boy.
Bitch. Who you want to get it to?
Hey, you
don't
see
it.
Money. Give it to Skin. He ain't
going to
spend it. Give it to Skin.
That's cool with you.
I can send my money to anybody else on the whole.
That's cool with you. That's cool with you.
Skin back. You know what a skin backer is? It's your black ass sucking dick. You a good dick, damn.
See where your money at.
You need to be trying to get that rash out your throat. You a throwback me, baby. You one of them throwback me. I know you get good head, Chemo. But you keep your mouth up, you think you ain't got it on. Got no baby with it on.
Hey, nigga, don't break a seal on me, nigga.
You throw back. Now, meanwhile, I just told you. I just told him who he want to send it to. Didn't you hear that bitch say he can't move tonight? He said, I can't move tonight.
Hey,
see, that's a different bitch.
I'm not even going to put you in my business where I can't move tonight, but I'll jail anybody right now.
Man, I just told you. Tell me who you want to send it to.
Now, if it's a cash thing, you know, just give me what I have it there this weekend. Ain't no problem. And the bank is closed, so don't worry about that. I got you.
Hey, man,
I got
listen,
you, motherfucker.
Hey, watch this.
I've been
watch
waiting
this.
On you.
Hey, man. Hey,
I've been
hey,
waiting on
this.
You.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Principal.
Yes, sir.
Principal, you got my phone number. Tell me where you want to send the money to when you figure it out or get it together, bitch. And I'll meet you there and give them. I'm going to hand them mine. I'm going to tell you, I don't have a paper shortage, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. Keep fucking around.
How much you lock in?
No, get your hands up.
Lock in. Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie. I was that nigga on your show tonight. That nigga on your show tonight. Because these ugly bitches.
That was before I pressed the one button, man. Calm down. Y'all got this nigga in here like he a grudge racer. Calm down. Bond on the phone.
Calm
down,
man.
Calm down, Scotty. Calm down.
You're a grudge
racer. You infiltrating the grudge racer, nigga. So you know what the fuck you're talking about. Talking about
you. No, he ain't never talking to me like that, bitch. You talking about you, Chemo. Hey, Chemo.
Lord,
how much? He got to be talking about you, Chemo.
Hey, you infiltrating the grudge race. You ain't no
goddamn
grudge racer, nigga. That was your mouth
say.
Going hot air. Ain't gonna lock nothing either. Nigga know that white man that took this motherfucking motor. Hey,
oh, man.
The motherfucker that took the motor, man. That nigga ain't got no
Hey, listen to me. If he took it, hey, if they took it, be prepared for it. Hey. Then that means y'all gonna whoop the shit at me when I come back, then, right?
Man, you ain't coming back. There ain't no coming back from that.
Hey, man. Hey, let me explain something. First of all,
You been fucking Junior Dick, and he can't even turn his head to enjoy.
Hey, Brad, ain't no coming back from that, nigga.
You been fucking Junior Dick, and he can't even turn his head to enjoy it. He mad as fuck.
You done, boy.
He been sucking a nigga dick with no neck, and he talking about how you like it.
Hey, hey. He didn't take my motor back.
You ain't never had
that. Oh, man.
He's a motherfucking cop. Hey, Junior told us you can't get your car till you pay the
story.
Hey, he can't run his car till he pay the story.
You sucked on the wrong dick.
Oh, man, not making a payment arrangement on the motor.
Lord have
mercy. A motor wasn't on a motor. Hey, his car was in storage. Hey, he said his car was in storage, and he can't get it back until he paid the storage bill. And y'all talking about he coming out the race.
Hey, what was the payment plan that you, how many notes did you miss? Did you miss three notes?
Lord have mercy.
Hey, how many notes did you miss before they came into that motor back?
Hey, y'all, let me have a little fun. Let me explain to these two hoes to have them, let them have fun. I've been buying new shit every motherfucking day. Every day. I bought a new truck, new trailer. Hey, I done seen the golf cart out of the new door. Then I'm going to run out.
Hey,
now, listen, everybody on this phone, y'all tell me this. When Chemo been out with a car, y'all? Tell me what year and when did he show up?
Was the truck new?
Was the truck new to you, or was it just new? What's wrong, was it, bro? Come on, baby. Anybody answer that question? Anybody answer my question now, y'all? Come on now. Y'all tell me when y'all seen Chemo out with a car. We're going to start with Chemo first before I go to the other niggas. When was Chemo out with a car? I don't hear y'all.
Let's look at your car engine compartment.
Hey, Chemo, I swear, I'm going to shut the fuck up if you just send a picture of your car.
Show
us a car.
I'm going to show you my car
and
show me your car. Now, show me your engine compartment and I'll show you my engine compartment.
Okay. Hurry up and show me, man. Come on, impress us. Anybody on this phone? Hey, I'm going to ask these people. Hey, Skin, I know Skin got to be on the phone. Because, hey, Skin is on the phone. Hey, man, listen. Hey, Lowrider. I know Lowrider on the phone. Hey, Lowrider. Have you ever seen Chemo car? I just want somebody to answer me the question. Have they ever seen your car?
Truck. They say that truck old in the bitch.
Hey, man, I wish I was into sticking the time like I used to be.
Can I tell you how old it really is? You'll be trying to count the ancestors, bitch.
I know, that's what they say, that bitch old. Bitch old.
It's about as old as the drawers you wear every motherfucking day, bitch.
That bitch old as shit. Sucking on the wrong dick.
Hey, dog. You see how that motherfucker is covered for that motherfucking principal? He got in the way of good love making? Because he's a bitch sucker.
I didn't even know that was the principle on your ass.
All you had to do is look at the bitch resume or loser like you, bitch. You losers hang together.
Hey, you on as good as your last race. Your last race, that boy whooped your ass.
Who whooped me, bitch? You tell me who whooped me, stupid. Show me when I lost.
What?
Come on, bitch. Say it. Come on.
That's the last race you had, bitch.
You a stupid bitch. First of all, White Castle ain't do shit to me. I don't own none of that shit, you stupid bitch. And then, that wasn't my last race. See, I told you, you suck good dick, bitch. You a cavity creep.
Hey, where White Castle at?
You a cavity creep.
Your last race is when...
Hey, man, shut the fuck up, man, and put something in your mouth, man. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You's a great dick sucker, too, bitch.
Ain't nobody else let you get your ass in their car. That was your last race where White Castle whooped your ass.
Hey, man, you know what? If you were worth me getting upset or talking to, bitch, I would. Next caller. Big Eddie, find somebody to talk. Mute that bitch, Mike, because he a host.
Sure.
Don't let no motherfucking Detroit bitch come on our phone sucking dick. This is a non-dick sucking show.
Man.
Let that bitch suck dick in the morning. We don't need him sucking dick all day.
Nobody in Chicago.
And you giving a motherfucker the cavity creep when you suck their dick, man. Yeah. You giving a motherfucker gingivitis on their dick because you keep it in your mouth.
All right.
Hey, man, somebody has to talk to that home, man. I'm going to gamble.
All right,
please.
All right, I'm going on mute.
You ain't got the $200 in the motherfucking hot in your pocket. Trap house.
I got just enough to get head from your whole family, bitch.
Too ugly for that, boy. And you got a fake leg, nigga. They ain't finna fuck on you.
I got $1 million on my motherfucking leg too, bitch. My leg cost more than your whole motherfucking generation, you stupid little bitch.
Damn, whole generation.
That's whole generation, not half of it.
I'm gonna grab me one of those.
Preacher boy,
when the last time you
were
here?
No, bitch, you didn't help fucking fade me. I'm gonna kill that motherfucker.
I ain't got no money.
Yeah, why the fuck you have me come out here to be alcoholic ass, bitch?
I got
Hey, I want to fuck the police lady. The police lady let me rub my neck and touch her neck thing.
The bar?
Yes, at the bar.
Bro, they friendly, bro.
Well, they check the blue.
No, blue and white, bro. Blue and white. Yeah, they look at all.
Fuck both of them. I ain't going to say fuck both of them, but I'm going to fuck one of them.
Hey, that nigga that retired at home shooting crap.
Yeah, gorgeous. Puerto Rican.
It ain't after the phone, man. You probably got to call his brother. Man. The man that's talking about
all things.
That's
like,
the other dude.
Oh man, keep on. Hey, preacher boy, you just got to go on mute, man. They hearing your business over here.
Hey, man.
Yo, what's up, man? You say my nah, with you, bro. Fuck him. Yo, shot.
Come on,
boy. Come on, boy. Kimo say he in the bathroom at the retirement home. Motherfucker in the bathroom at the retirement home shooting dice. Hell no.
I had to mute him, man. He forgot to mute his mic.
I've been over here on mute, man. I had to come on mute. I'm laughing.
When I saw him shoot, I'm like, you shot. And I say, oh, shit. He forgot to mute his mic.
Oh, man, damn.
Now you got to hit the one button twice if you want to come back. You got to hit the one button, take his hand down, then hit it again to come back up. But I don't think he's coming out for air. He's in the gamble now.
So what happened, man? Hey, Big Eddie, you didn't have the fish fry today?
No, I didn't have it yet. Well, you only got one person to fry, right?
Who?
The only one is Anthony. He lost.
Oh, okay.
That black boot against Yak.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's enough, goddammit, to heat up the grease to fry one piece of fish. So we can just say Anthony got his ass whooped.
Hey, Billy Shorten have a race?
Yeah, Shorten
did
on the street.
Charger.
Still did. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
They won and lost. They won and won. Lost.
Yeah.
IBL lost the first race.
IBL lost, and then it skinned one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to get somewhere. I came back and I heard Cal City Cal talking to Preacher Boy. I'm like, oh, shit. There's going to be some racing.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to lock something
in.
Just came across my
face. Stay in his place.
Man.
He better stay in his place. That's what he better do.
I know that's right. Cal City said he better stay in his motherfucking place.
Man,
but Chuck, go. Chuck,
hey,
you
man.
Fall off yet, man?
I don't know what the fuck happened. I heard Cal City Cal. He was on the phone. He was explaining and shit about emojis and shit on Facebook. Next thing I know, the deck went up. Motherfucker, I'm gonna tell you we did that. I'm like, wait a minute, damn. I went to the bathroom and came back. The whole conversation had changed.
Hey, Money, Cal City said he ain't do nothing but share some shit that was already out there. He just tacked his money.
Well,
he said he ain't
my thing is this. I don't know what the hell happened. I heard Sham last night and Cal didn't come on. Now I hear Cal come on tonight and Sham ain't on. Only thing I know is this. One thing for certain, two things for sure. You motherfuckers gonna have Facebook having some folks beat up. Y'all need to leave that. That's for how Sam said. That's just pure entertainment.
Hey, Money.
Yeah, ain't no way that happened.
Hey, Money.
Yeah.
It just came across the fax machine.
What came across?
There's a whole lot of trouble going on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Preacher boy is going back and forth. Preacher boy is going back and forth. The principal told his ass. He talking about he waiting on parts, and the principal told his ass, there ain't no wait on no parts at the junkyard. Go get that shit and pick it up. Man.
Ain't nothing custom but that leg you got.
Man, principal say, get the people on the phone and then call me. I'm going to get your pardon, man, so I can beat your ass.
Hey, money, he said, only thing custom, he said, my car, oh, my car is custom. The only thing you got to custom is your leg.
Man. Oh, yeah, that motherfucker, Kimo to jump his ass in the way. I'm like, Kimo, get out the way. Get out the way, Kimo. Ooh. It ain't all week, goddamn it. Get out the way, Kimo.
Oh, man.
That was
damn,
funny.
Boy. Damn, boy, hold on. Hey, man.
Stop, don't do that.
I had to holler at Kimo, tell him to get out of the way. Kimo say that motherfucker at the retirement home shooting dice in the bathroom. That motherfucker trying to catch a point in the retirement home bathroom. God damn.
Yeah, man. You hear him over there. Bitch talking, sound like she ain't got nothing teeth in her mouth. She come downstairs, forgot her dentures upstairs. Come on, baby. I'm a teeth, baby. Sorry, damn.
That shit is hilarious. That's funny as fuck.
I can see Preacher Boy trying to beat all them old people out of their money. You know what I'm saying? Skin don't let him hang with him. He said, man, Preacher Boy, slow him down. Nigga, you move too slow. Skin walk a little too fast.
Man, y'all rough.
You can't go to Gamma House with Skin.
This must be
Skin hit a lick to keep on moving. Preacher Boy, Skin, I gotta wrap up over here.
This must be motherfucking voice your thought Friday. God damn it, it's continuation. Everybody voicing their opinion. Man,
hey, man.
Old man.
What up, big money? Big money, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm on this damn phone, Vaughn, listening, man. I had to jump off. I heard Cal City Cal talking. I went to the bathroom. I came back, man. A whole motherfucking conversation. Had to hook the left turn. Motherfucker arguing and fussing and cussing. I'm like, damn, how the... The fuck! I just took a piss.
Cal City Cal got these niggas in check. Tim House won't say a word. Cal City Cal on this bitch.
Man, House cool. Man, House cool.
Okay.
Hey, Cal City.
That was between me and Leon.
I'm gonna need you to stay away from Facebook, Cal. I'm gonna have to go ahead on and put a false charge on you so they can block your page for a couple of days, man.
Hey, I just got freed up. I was put away for 30 days.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go ahead on and put you back in. We got to put you back in holding, man. You kicking shit off.
Yeah. Vaughn
over here.
Come on, look for Vaughn. Somebody say with Vaughn over here.
I'm gonna have to get Vaughn on. I got somebody. What's Priest? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to get somebody to whoop his ass. He better not come.
Vaughn, what's on? I just heard Vaughn.
Vaughn, right here. What's happening?
Vaughn, I need you to take care of Preacher Boy, man. I need you to whoop Preacher Boy ass.
Man, you can't melt Preacher Boy down and pour him on me, man.
Oh, my God. He better not show up at 40. He better not show up at 42. I have somebody in his clans waiting on him.
Y'all hear Preacher Boy going off, goddamn it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Big Eddie. A gangster back in the house. What up, man?
What up, Big Eddie?
Gangster back in the house. Ain't nothing too much, man. Let me move my tablet before she been hung us up. Oh, man. There's a little gangster back in the house. Yeah, take it over there on your table. Yeah, take it up. Go sit down. Go over there and sit down. Don't waste it.
Get that baby away from the phone, Big Eddie, before she pull a shaky and hang the show up.
I'm trying, man. She done gave me 2 hours. She back for this last hour, boy. Here, baby. They lay here. Well, hey, Cal, City Cal, have you ever raced Preacher Boy? Put your water now.
I never raced him. I never said nothing to him, you know. My kind in his class, I never said nothing to him until today, talking all that crap.
Right. Uh-oh. Oh, I missed it. Wait a minute. You went at him? Now, he know
dude,
he ain't got no business. He don't got kind of sense. Cause he had kind of sense. He ain't got no business uttering a word to me or you. He ain't in our class. I don't even know why. Talk about that motherfucker told Phil Tuna. I'm somewhat like a tuna just myself.
And he think he a tuna. And he got lucky with the principal.
Hey, Principal Keeley.
Get lucky
he
next
told
time.
Phil Shula he's somewhat a tuna. Man, y'all got to kill him, man. When he popped his head up. Hey, Cal, did you used to go to Chuck E. Cheese, take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese, and you see that little motherfucker that pop his head up out of that little
thing? He's on that whack-a-mole game, that whack-a-mole.
Yeah! Soon as he stick his motherfucking head up, whack that stone gun. Hey! Had a principal whack his motherfucking head with one of them paddles. Jump your ass in that car. Had a principal whack his ass.
Hey,
Kimo, you thought I had put y'all on mute, man?
Yeah.
No, man, I ain't mute nothing. Nah, I ain't mute nothing. They just was talking so loud they probably couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I called
another line. Yeah, they probably talking so loud they couldn't hear you. Oh, Tim Miles, he ain't gonna utter a word. I didn't know that man was on here. I did not know that man. That's a man of few words. And Tim House, he know not to say anything when that man on. God damn. God dang. Yeah. Preacher boy, man, that motherfucker hell on heels, man. I tell you, that motherfucker hell on heels. Yeah. Yeah, boy. That preacher boy was going off tonight.
Man, because he done drunk some of that whiskey. You know he going in the old folks' home and shit. He do a little gambling.
He over in that bitch, man. They over there got two tools and fuse and shit, man. He finna go beat them people out of their tools and fuse, man. Hey. You know, old folks on retirement home,
him $10 for the whole month. Reaching for it right now. Over there, going to take that thing, man. You old rotten bitch. Get your ass out of that town and left home. A rotten motherfucker. You being there soon enough, nigga. Get your ass out of here. Hey, buddy, he's going to be there soon enough. Get your ass out of here, guy.
Stop calling my damn name, Kimo. What's going on?
Shooting dice in the bathroom at the old folks' home.
Oh, man.
I bet y'all 6'8 for them blood pressure meds.
Yep.
Woo! Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Motherfucker, man. Trying to catch a point for some motherfucking blood pressure meds. Hell no.
Man.
Yep.
You got
bulls out
on
the
back. Yeah, damn. Ain't nothing plugging my damn charts.
Oh boy.
Oh, happy day. Biscuit bacon chef Lee is gay.
Oh, Skin said he was hanging out with old baby tonight. Boy, I know they're gonna have a story to tell. Come on. Baby started drinking about 3 o'clock sharp. three o'clock sharp, he cracked his bottle
over. 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, his little baby got to be a handful anytime. Everybody that was going out saying, hey, They all at the bar.
hot shit, man. Baby coming there fucking with the old woman, man.
Oh, got a hand,
you got a nigga, baby.
Hey, you stupid as hell, Steve.
No.
Oh, shit.
2688,
hey,
your mic is open.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Open up,
yeah.
What you call it? Say, open up Brother D-Line, Tim House.
I just opened up 708-2688. Ain't muted no mic.
I don't know who that is. I just seen I got a text from
the last?
Big Eddie said, open up Brother D-Line.
What is Brother D-Line last four numbers? Because I ain't muted nothing. Everything wide open.
I don't know. I have to thumb through my phone and see. Hold on. Let me thumb through my phone and see.
Hey, Eddie, try to turn the clock. Will you let him on?
Hey, man.
Lowrider last four digits is 3490.
Daddy, you think you would tell me? He was on early.
Let me play
him. Yeah. Somehow Lowrider line got cut off.
Yeah.
I don't even see it on here no more.
Yeah,
I
just
see
the text
on
Tim House
no
said open his line
out.
Up, so I don't know if he's still on there or not. I don't know.
Here. Yeah, if he needs to try to hit the one button, maybe somebody can hit the one button and draw them down, because I don't even see him on here no more. He can still hit a show. He got to be on here.
Yeah. Like I say, Big Ed, he just... I'm talking about Big Tim House.
Yeah, that's why he thought Kimo said that I muted their mic. I don't even see them on here. They know how these shows is, and then at a certain time I won't be able to open. That's why I'm trying to look.
Man, your grandbaby to high gear them. Your grandbaby to high gear them, Big
<No.
laughs>
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to hear. They seem like they can hear.
Yeah, the show
must have done that, man, because I don't even see his number on here no more.
Yeah.
It turned
us in, man, because I was over there with him. And,
yeah.
I was talking, it wouldn't hit me. No worries. I came in through the back door, baby.
You come through a kitchen window.
Yeah, D gonna have to call. D gonna have to call somebody else, man.
Yeah, preacher boy thought I was gone, but I'm up in hot pursuit on your motherfucking ass.
I don't even see. I'm trying to see if I see me number. I don't even see me number.
Wait a minute. Oh. Yeah, I'm in hot pursuit of preacher boy, old stankin' nasty ass over there robbing people in the convalescent home. Taking them people money, man. What kind of nigga is he, man?
Yeah, show must have been some fucked up shit, because I don't even see his number no more. But they can still hear. That's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he might have to call Kimo. Kimo pull him in or call one of us.
Right. That's what they probably need to do. Hey, call Kimo, y'all, because I don't even see y'all number on here no more. Hey, you're on the board.
I'm going to tell you what they did. They heard Kyle see Kyle on here.
They hung the phone up.
It's too late to call the show now, because if you call the show now, it's going to say it ain't no show.
Right, for the next 24 hours, you got to call somebody.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Okay.
You know, That motherfucker. Hey. My buddy Leon jump off my bike. He a bad motherfucker. Man. Your motherfucker is knocking his own head down in his show.
Yeah, because I know he was on here early. Now he ain't on the board at all.
Preacher girl. Why y'all call him preacher boy? He's a preacher girl, man.
All right, he's going to come back on mute. He's alone, this motherfucker.
Man, don't mean nothing.
Preacher Boy was the only one I muted because he forgot to mute his mic when he started gambling. He hit the one button and then brought his hand back up a little later on.
Yeah, Timo say he's shooting dice in the bathroom at the old folks' home.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, somebody just hung up with a 2688.
That motherfucking preacher boy gonna come off a mute and go straight to your ass, Timo. Just wait. I told you this wasn't our week, man. You still fucking with us.
Somebody must got a pocket full of chains. He ain't been back off. He trying to get them little
fuse. He's a pocket full of change.
Pocket full of change. might be a whole motherfucking little business muffin preacher boy tearing his ass up.
Motherfucking Timo said he in that shooting. He got that Crown Royal bag full of quarters.
Hell, man.
Don't
take a while
to
run through that.
Oh, yo, motherfucker. Boy. Damn. It's all your fault, Big Eddie. I'm going to tell you like they tell Big Sham. Motherfucker, take control of your show, Big Eddie. Take control.
Big Eddie cussed me out, say, nigga, I got a show every weekend. You ain't been over there. Nah, I'll be over there. Don't worry. I'll be there. Should I come over here, Eddie?
I thought just coming on that night when y'all had talked about Shaky hanging up. That's what I wanted to hear y'all talk about.
Man. Hey, Big Eddie, that was the shortest show in history. I didn't even know what the fuck to do for the rest of that night, man. That motherfucker came on at 8 o'clock at 8:29. That motherfucker was like, thank you for using it. I'm like, damn. I don't even know what the fuck come on TV on Thursday, man. I was lost.
Yeah, man. And see, I wasn't on that show, so I missed that.
Man, I was lost. I'm
so
like, what the fuck come on
Kimo.
Thursday?
Mr. Kimo was talking about the next day, and I thought they were going to come on the show the next day so they could talk about, that night.
Man.
The new one on the floor.
That motherfucker say, hey, say what I want to say. This is a talk show. You sure can. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. I'm like, oh, shit. You know I get everybody.
People in his feelings about his friend.
Ooh wee. That shit was rough.
Man.
I had my ass lost. That was the first time since I was in eighth grade I went to bed at 8:30.
Damn.
I didn't know what the fuck was on TV. I don't know. I felt like a little kid. I'm like, fuck. I might well go to sleep. It's 8:30.
Hey, your wife, right? What the fuck you doing in the room so early tonight?
Right. She's like, you all right? They didn't have no show tonight? I'm like, yeah, they had one. She's like, what happened? Why you hang up? I say, I didn't. Shit. The host hung everybody up. But he ain't got to listen to that shit. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hey, the mouse didn't know what to do or nothing, man. Have mouse all combined. Goddamn Mr. Ruff, baby.
Yeah, that was a rough Thursday.
I didn't think Shake and Bake this so many times, goddamn it.
You know what?
I say Shake and Bake
Kimo,
real fast.
Kimo laughing. I didn't see Kimo ass do that once. Hey, the whole motherfucker, you can't tell me what to do on my motherfucking show, click. Thank you for using the blog. I'm like, damn.
Hey, when I do it, though, man, I'm tired. Like, man, I didn't feel like doing the show no way.
Man, your ass, you told some motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I pay for this bitch, motherfucker. I hanging on. I just thank you for using blog talk. I'm like, damn. You hold a high in every
fact.
Motherfucking body.
You got my advice. Go.
Get
sick of the little gangs over here. Go get my pistol in a minute.
Man. That grandbaby's going to make you use it. You better stop threatening her. She'll be like, hey, Paul, watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm. She's still looking over here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Where is,
where's
Stokey at, man? They say Stokey's
going
to hit
a
bottle
tonight. Oh,
yeah.
I ain't heard from Big Stokes. Shit. Yeah, shit. Stokes making that motherfucking bag. Shit.
I know he sure been on it the last couple of weeks, though.
Yeah, Stokes making that motherfucking
I ain't
bag.
Heard
I know that.
Yeah. Probably
laid up, baby, like, shit, I ain't got time for him today. You know, hey, you know what? I'm going to grab me something, I'm going to jump in the ball. What did he say? Hey, you know what? I'm going to grab me a little something, I'm going to jump in the ball.
Yep.
It sounded like I heard somebody call folk name one time, but I didn't hear him. They must have heard.
Hey. Man, you know who been coming back with a vengeance? The goddamn stupid ass.
Who that?
That stupid ass Terrio. He been coming back with
man, Terrio Trip.
Hey, man. I was at Terrio restaurant yesterday, man. I went and got me something to eat. And goddamn Terrio say, man, I want to thank Raylo. He done bought me a pizza oven. He done bought me two more smokers. I'm going to say, damn. But I can't believe, man, they got that car for sale.
It goes on Facebook.
The Nova, the one that tell your race. Man, he lost them two races. That motherfucker car's on Facebook for sale, $90,000.
$90,000. I saw it on the West Side Racing page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sale, $90,000. I'm like, damn.
Then I ain't heard Raylo no more, man. That's surprising.
No.
Raylo, he lost racing before shit.
Yeah, Terrio said it. He said he beat his ass back into retirement.
Yeah, he said retired back to class racing.
Yeah.
Hey, on this bitch starting all kind of shit too, boy.
Anthony said the same thing.
Yeah. Terrio said he don't belong over here, money. I had to beat his ass back into retirement. He back in the bracket racing. Like, wow.
Man, you tell them niggas you don't belong, man. This nigga's crazy, man.
Man. Yeah, Terrio crazy as fuck. Yes, sir. But the man always say he don't want to travel, and he say he can't see in the dark. And I know exactly what he's talking about to me if he ain't went ahead his eyes fixed. I got to go have mine fixed, man. I'm so tired of not being able to see it ain't funny. I hope that shit works.
If not, Big Eddie,
in
I got a doctor.
All the lights and if he can't like get, Halo.
I got a doctor, and if he can't get you right, I know a dude who got a dog.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Big Eddie. If my doctor, if Dr. Weinberg can't fix your eyes, shit, you're going to have to buy a dog. And I tell you, that motherfucker scribbled all in my motherfucking eyeball and got me right. He got me right.
Could the dog drive my car for me?
Shit, it depends on how you train him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they got a dog over there.
Yeah, you told me about that doctor. Boy. Got you right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit. You just going to keep on the preacher boy, throw them dice down
dog.
And get on your ass, Timo.
They got a dog to drive your car, preacher boy. He's driving a dog.
Man.
They call him a
team. Hey, that. Hey, that guy got the Nova for sale.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Retiring.
Hey, Raylo. Retiring. Raylo to run him out of race. See how stupid Raylo was. Ain't no way he's gonna pay another motherfucker to book his car again. Raylo don't get everybody to break and they spread.
The car. He's not retiring. He just. I can at least tell you that, you know.
Yeah, he just getting the fuck away from Raylo. He know he's stupid. He got to get the fuck away from There's no way Raylo gonna run on the motor and all these motherfuckers hitting this shit with that dude. And I'm letting them leave. Boy, you got to be the stupidest motherfucker on
planet.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that letting these boys spread at you and letting them leave and
that motherfucker calls in on the show and say, yeah, Raylo ain't got the sense to God, man. What the God damn. That motherfucker, you know, got a motherfucker gun at him and I say we got a motherfucking pro stock motor in this bitch.
And Terrio ain't never been no slug out the gate, man.
Hey, man.
Nah,
if that motherfucker didn't do nothing else, it got them a 6 foot. Hell yeah. Even when they had all that junk up under it, that motherfucker was still swinging. That motherfucker was swinging about in there and was getting all wrecking and shit.
Well, he just fixed all that shit.
Down and gone down the track.
He just fixed all that shit.
Hey, he wrecked.
Yeah,
he
fixed all that shit.
He wrecked Ray
Low you know,
ass that
way.
Night, didn't he?
Yeah, man. When that shit wasn't right, it was swinging about them gates, man.
That motherfucker wrecked Ray Low ass that night. Man, what was that nigga thinking, man?
They ain't lose that much money, did they?
Yeah, he lost a lot.
Shit. Yeah, all right. I told you. Stereo said he bought motherfucking smokers and motherfucking pizza ovens and shit. I don't even know what motherfucking Three Lug them took away, but shit. Yeah,
I heard they only lost like 18,000. That's what I heard.
You say only?
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker, that ain't enough. Shit. He said only. Hey, man, I'm finna get off the motherfucking phone. I can't believe he just put your damn self in the fire. He say only 18,000.
Now, I know the old man, he got him some bread, but he ain't got the sense that God gave him neither. You let this idiot.
That motherfucker Eddie say he only lost 18,000.
Hey, man.
I know some motherfuckers got jobs that don't even make that in a year.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know motherfuckers got jobs, don't even make that in a year. You say only.
Yeah, you right, buddy.
Hey, they always say if you can't afford it, don't bet it.
Yeah.
Hey, they say if you don't mind fucking it up, don't. Make sure it ain't chosen.
He won't say you don't mind fucking it off when it ain't yours. Oh.
When I heard that motherfucker talking about, yeah, they can spray at me. I'm going to run on the motor.
Yeah,
the
bathroom.
Motherfucker, God, dang, that's a simple
minded
motherfucker right here. Hey, that motherfucker probably scratching his head thinking about what he did with that man money. Like, man, I have to shut that man's paycheck off.
Man, I've been knowing Raylo a long time, Keith. Well, Raylo done lost before. And he ain't never reacted like this, man.
Man, hey, he ain't lose that much money. That man lost a bank. He lost a nigga whole motherfucking he lost a nigga whole year pay. What the fuck? And he just didn't.
Hey, but I'm going to say one thing, Kimo. If you know the guy who owned that car, best believe he going to come back with some faster shit. He going to come back with something faster. Trust me. Let me tell you something. That man that owned that car don't do nothing mediocre. That motherfucker will fuck around and come back with some shit that was in John Ford's garage. Don't piss him off.
Hey.
Don't piss him off.
Well, if he ain't pissed off by now, he ain't gonna get pissed off.
Who they calling my name?
It's Cal City.
Yeah, what up, Cal?
The man already got something.
Hey, Cal, you ain't even got to tell me. Motherfucker cracked the joke. That motherfucker car went for sale. First thing I said, well, he putting that motherfucker up for sale. He finna come out with some motherfucker like the $6 million man. He finna be better, stronger, and faster.
Hey, man, he was strong. He just had the wrong motherfucker booking it.
Hey, Kimo, when that man come back, when you see that man standing next to something else, trust me.
Hey,
trust me.
What? You gonna be standing next to something else, but I can guarantee you who ain't gonna be piling in that bitch.
Yeah, well.
I'm almost guarantee you ain't gonna let that motherfucker book another thing. Not the way he got laughed off the show. Mm-mm. probably be like, I'm just saying, if I let
they probably, practicing with it now, man. They probably practicing. They probably practicing with it, trying to make sure they get it down the track. And then they, once they get it, making sure they're able to take it down the track, they probably going to come right back at that man first. Cause they,
man.
I don't think they going to fuck the stereo.
Man, if they get that motherfucker right, he get that motherfucker right, he gonna go back. They gonna go back at both of them guys. I just know one thing: they didn't have to do a whole lot of fussing. That's what I like about it. They didn't have to do a whole lot of fussing. They mm-hmm. talked and got that shit right together. And Raylo walked right over to the Terrio spot and laid that money in his motherfucking hand. So that's what I like. I can't wait till I grow up and get me a mm-hmm. fast car so I can do some shit like that.
Hey, guess what?
Mudbone for sale. You want to buy Mudbone?
Terrio and them didn't have to do it. They didn't have to do a whole lot to lay him down either.
Hey, Money, you can buy Mudbone and put a Trans Am nose on it.
No, You trying to send my ass back to the future. I don't need to go that fast. Nope. I'm good. I'm gonna do like Chemo said. I'm gonna stay in my motherfucking lane. And you know what my lane is? The shoulder. I ain't even in the street. I'm on the shoulder.
Oh, man. That was just a joke, Money. I ain't telling that slow motherfucker. Not yet, anyway.
I couldn't afford it anyway, Big Eddie.
I want to see it go down the track.
I can't
see
afford
it
anyway, Big Eddie. You trying to go into my 401k. You trying to go in my 401k and my retirement and all that shit. I like to go out of town,
ain't got
Big Eddie.
Much in the car, Money. I ain't got no money in my car like Cal City.
Yeah, well, we know Cal City got a bag. God damn it, that motherfucking car is sitting down on the ground. You can't slide a piece of paper under. And that motherfucking paint job look like that motherfucking brand new out the showroom. Shit.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Hey, I do all the work myself.
I can't do that shit. I just have to stick my thumb in my checkbook and thumb to the next page and write something out. Now, if you want me to wash that motherfucker, armor all the tires, I can do that. I can vacuum it. But getting under the hood and twisting all them bolts and making it go fast, can't do it.
I guess what I was getting at, I'm looking at a calendar car. If I had to pay somebody to do all that stuff,
right?
Hey, Money. Hey, Money.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you with something, and then I'll probably be gone after this. He's got a picture boy on his knees.
Oh,
like,
shit!
You said he on his knees. You stupid. You stupid, Chemo. Preacher boy gonna come off of mute and go to your ass, you.
Hey,
don't worry about it. He gonna be on the morning show tomorrow.
Is he shooting the crop on his knee?
Oh, man.
I had to be
on crazy,
man.
Hey, Big Eddie, get up early in the morning, set your alarm clock about 7 o'clock, 6:35. Preacher boy going to be on the phone. Somebody get Chemo ass on the goddamn phone. I got something to say to that one. Get you some rest.
Hey, Money.
That leg might have a dice sheet knocked on it.
Hey, Big Steve. Yeah, Preacher Boy say he don't signify no more. Y'all trying to bring him out of retirement. Y'all better cool the fuck out.
How he get up off the ground? what that mean, man?
Hydraulics.
The hydraulics. Oh, man.
Can you bounce up?
Go close to shut the show down, baby.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, Big Eddie. You can go ahead on and hang the show up now because tomorrow is going to be rough, goddammit. It's going to start right around 8 o'clock. About 8:05, it should be in full swing. You might well go ahead on hang the show up now, man. Take your motherfucking pill and get you some good sleep.
Yeah,
well, tomorrow, one of my buddies supposed to come out here with me tomorrow. We're going to give him my bonus inside for tomorrow. And,
yeah,
I
you
talking
about
taking
it to 42,
right? Oh, hell no. I ain't going no 42. Hell no, not if it's a Young Money race. If it's just a day I can go, I go. The fuck?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try to
get up there. I got a partner of mine.
I got a partner.
Hey,
what's going on in Michigan, Martin, Michigan next weekend?
Oh, I don't even know.
You gonna have to call
Scrap. I wanna ask Scrap who chat. I want to ask Scrap, who prepping 41?
I thought they'd have some kind of meet, or some kind of shootout.
I mean
131 next weekend.
Who prepping 42? No, who prepping 42? Yeah.
They do their own prep, don't they?
Nobody.
No, he's going for Young Money race. He say nobody. That motherfucker Big Eddie shooting jabs.
Yeah, you know that bitch.
That's the way they do 41. That's the way they do 41, man.
Hey, Eddie, you know that bitch be hooking though, Eddie.
Hey, 41 be hooking
though.
Too. They ain't have no problem getting down that motherfucker. 41 do too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Eddie.
Damn good.
I don't even know.
Guy.
I know one thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you got? Hella fine sand pit.
Remember, I got sick. I got slick on my car. That ain't my territory.
And they said they killed that track marker.
That motherfucker Big T, he said he know one thing for certain.
They got
a real deep sandbox.
Is that the track they was at when Leon went to the sandbox?
Yeah. Knocked Tim House out of commission for over a year so far.
He said he make a sand castle.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Double D go in there too?
Double D,
y'all. Yeah, he did.
Double D going there.
They had to replace. He did too. Yes, he did. They had to replace the sand when them boys from Detroit left from over there, Detroit and Chicago.
God
damn.
Keep on saying they was
that
42 playing day one.
He damn it went to the end.
Hey, Kimo. Come on, man. They had 42 playing Baywatch. Y'all retarded. Long as don't nobody get hurt,
money.
That's a good thing.
Money. Hey, with money. When
yeah.
Leon came through there, they started playing the old Duke of Hazzard.
I was watching.
Long as don't nobody get hurt, man, them cars can be replaced.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I did turn it on. Hey, talk about 2D3D, get on the phone, you got that booty.
That's the good old boy.
Oh, shit.
Well, Eddie, I'm going to get out of here. I'll see you boys in that morning.
Yeah, I'm going to be there about 8:30. I'm going to be on there about 8:30 because I know Preacher Boy going to your ass. All right,
I can't, I can't get on unless I catch Rob, man. If I catch Rob, I can get on. But if I can't catch Rob, I can't get on.
Man. You'll have to call Kid. Kid'll get you on. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Kid, restart that phone before I can call you, man. Because if you don't restart that motherfucker, you ain't going to be able to ring me in.
All right, man, let me get up out this jam, man. I'll holler at y'all. Go in this motherfucking kitchen
right,
and raid this motherfucking refrigerator. All right.
Okay, well, y'all. Let me do this for Steve right quick. And then
that's
I'm
right,
out
baby.
Here.
Do it for me, boy. Play my song, baby. Play my song.
Oh, man.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on my trans break, waiting on my life to move. I'm sitting on my trans break, waiting on my life to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor,
mm-hmm.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention, attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Y'all play too much.
Don't touch that. No. You stop.
She'll put her hand in
there. All right, y'all, man. I'm going to talk to y'all next Friday. This grandbaby that came over here, she heard that song, man. Uh-oh. She coming up trying to push buttons, man. I got to fight her.
Let me try the replay button.